Today's daf is daf yud tet mekinim kuma left off. Amar Rav Avon, ger u mushumad kodem, mipnei shet maisa she'ira. This is a fascinating piece of Gemara, this little one-liner here. We've been discussing precedents and kavod and things like that. We mixed in the last year that the Pnei Moshe seemed to mix in an understanding that even related to becomes tameh first, even though that wasn't so clear necessarily from the simple flow of the Gemara. He says a mushumad, someone who has, gone off the derech, let's put it that way. And a ger, someone wants to convert. Now, the situation here is, the Pnei Moshe says, it's kolomar im ba'ol lefanecha ger litgayer, umushumad lachzor bo. So you've got someone who wanted to convert, and another mushumad, someone who was a Jew that seemed to go off and he wants to come back again. Okay? So who do you deal with first? It says you've got to titapel im mushumad komed. You've got to deal with the mushumad first. The ger can wait. The Jew that's gone off, you have to deal with them first. Why? Mipnei Maisa She'ira. Now, what is Maisa She'ira? I'll read the fascinating Pnei Moshe. It says, Zeo im oto ha'ish. This is with the man. Who's the oto ha'ish? We'll see in a moment if it's a bit vague. She Israel Mushumad Haya. He was an individual that seemed to have a different understanding of Yiddishkeit. Right? Went off and we went off. Ubal ifner b'Yeshua Memprachi came before b'Yeshua Memprachia. Lachziro b'tshuva. He wanted to do tshuva. Can I remember Agarat Chelek? Now, this section in Perek Chelek was taken out by the censors. Some modern Gemaras have it back in again. Okay? And it says, Lo kareb Yeshua memprachya shedachu liyeshu b'shtei daraim. You shouldn't be like Yeshua who pushed someone away with two hands. The chazim altaba, by being too harsh against someone like that. Look what happened as a result. Look how what happened in the course of history and how much suffering it caused to the Jewish people. Okay, so Hilkach, therefore, al tidcheh ta meshumad milpnei ager, ela tshekrev mikodem. So if you've got a meshumad there and someone wants to convert, it's very time critical. You see what happens, how sensitive the situation can be. Deal with the meshumad first before the ger. The ger can wait. Interesting. Okay, let's continue. Now, this is mipnei maha kol ratzim achar hagioret. Why do we find people more eager to marry a convert and not a shifcha that has been freed? The understanding she gor becheskat hefker. In terms of the understanding is that the assumption I should say that by that she was gave herself off over more freely to promiscuous activity versus a gioret. That's why people will say more readily willing to marry a gioret and not a mishuchreret. Okay. Why do some people run after an achbar to kill it? The Orgo Rashi says. Pnei Moshe says, sorry, it wasn't Rashi, Pnei Moshe says, they're so destructive. Even things that they don't get any benefit from. In other words, don't just eat things that are food. They're destructive, they destroy clothing. That's why people just want to get rid themselves of these pests, these rodents. Okay. Amrav Yochanan, Al Tamin Be'eved Ad Shisha Asar Dor. Eved Meshuchra, you've got to be suspect of them even after 16 generations. Why? Because the case of Yishmael ben Netanya ben Elishama Mizera Mlucha. So he ba, says Elishama, the Yaker, and he ended up killing et Gedaliah, the mitzvah. And it seemed to be he was a 16th generation from the Eved Meshuchra. That's what the Gemara's concern is. Okay, Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi says, Rosh v'zaken, a leader or a Talmud Chacham, or a sage, I should probably say. Zaken kodem she'eno rosh. Now, what does it mean? Zaken kodem she'eno rosh. Interestingly, here the Pnei Moshe says that lefi she'eno rosh im einu zaken. He can't be a rosh unless if he's not a zaken. Zaken dextra kara chokma. The leaders have to be ones that are of wisdom. Now we have to. How that's so clear, I'm not sure, but you'll see how it flows out in the Gemara anyway. Matam, what's a pasuk? It says aten nitzvayom kulchem. Right? Whose house of the flow of the pasuk, kuchem, lifnei Hashem chem, roshechem, shiftechem, zignechem, v'chotchechem. The order of the pasuk is roshim become before skenim. That's how Moshe did. However, after it says v'ktiv, by in Sefer Yeshua, the esof Yeshua et kol ziknei Yisrael shchema. That he ended up bringing on the older ziknei Yisrael shchema, zekenim before the roshechem. Because after it says ul roshav v'leshoftav v'leshotrav v'itatzvu lifnei Elohim. Okay. Then it says, Moshe hikdim roshim leskenim. However, Yeshua was hikdim, was makdim skenim the roshim. So how do we understand that? Moshe al yideshayuha kol talmidav. Moshe Rabbeinu, all the skenim for him were considered his talmidim. So there wasn't an elevated status in his eyes compared to all his Talmidim. Okay, therefore he was makdim. There was an even playing field from his perspective, and the roshim, the leaders, came before the zkenim. However, Yeshua are called to midim, hikdim zkenim roshim. From his perspective, there was a difference. There was zkenim in his eyes and roshim. So therefore, we see the precedent of zkenim came first. So it's just the vantage point different. Now, having mentioned the difference in Moshe Rabbeinu and Yeshua's attitude to roshim and zkenim, the Gemara brings other svaras, other reasons for the difference. It says Moshe al yedei shelo tzarach lehem b'kivush ha'aretz. Moshe Rabbeinu, he didn't need them for kivush ha'aretz, for the conquest and the chiluk and the division and the like. Hikdim, therefore, he says the roshim came before the zkenim. Yeshua, he needed the zkenim al yedei shetzarach lehem b'kivush ha'aretz for conquest land and hikdim. Therefore, hikdim zkenim leroshim. He needed their schutz or their input, whichever way you want to understand the sugya, that's why he put the skenim first. There was a need for them. It was important to him. Moshe, another difference is Moshe al yedei shelo nityageya b'Talmud Torah, hikdim roshem l'skenim. This is fascinating. Meaning, when it comes to Moshe Rabbeinu, he didn't have to put an effort to learn Torah. Why should Rashi, sorry, Moshe says, shelo hayat tzarich lo nityageya. Chokach. Shelamad, he learned from HaKadosh Baruch, when nanu b'matanat, it was given over to him like a gift. Shalom l'shachas, he wouldn't forget it, Karmin la'el, like we saw above. V'chen lo yitgar be'er b'talmud, he didn't have to like really thresh over it. It says, b'talmud Torah imahem. Therefore, Karmin perikiv said, Mishnah kachi, he just simply gave it over, he gave it over. In other words, he didn't hack it out with the Talmid Chacham, with the Skenim of the day. He would simply give it over, and like the whole Seder, it's said over once into Aaron and the Skenim, etc. In terms of the way Masorah is given over, you see in the Mishnah, you see it in the Rambam fleshes it out. But he didn't have this shakal of Ataria threshing out sugyas. However, Yeshua, who actually had to really exert effort to understand the Torah, along with it, these zkenim, he valued the zkenim even more. What a very interesting chiddush the Gemara is saying. Therefore, that's why he was makdim zkenim roshim. If it's not clear, I'll show you that he says, Yeshua harbeba Torah. He was always in the Beis Midrash. He was, going through sugars with him. They're always in front of him. Lefichach, that's why he was makdim then more than the Rashi here. Really interesting that. In terms of that, you never think about it that way. The difference of the relationship Moshe Rabbeinu who had the Matana and his relationship to the Skenim, as in contrast to that of Yeshua that didn't get the Torah as a Matana. I think it's fascinating contrast.
It's very comparable to the question, Ma Hashem Elokecha Shoel Meimach.
Right, it's a
Suppose.
Moshe Rabbeinu, it was a Matana, it was a simple thing, you're fair. You're fair, you're fair. I think that might be, yeah, I'm not sure, but the difference between that sugya and this sugya is that was talking Yerushalayim, right? This is talking about like Limud Torah itself, so there might be a difference between the two sugyas.
Interesting in both cases, from Moshe's perspective.
It was simple, correct.
Mm-hmm.
Yes, correct. So Rabbi Yeshua the Sichni B'Semesh Rabbi Levi Moshe Al Yedei Shetzafah Baruch HaKodesh. This is another incredible thing. So till now we've been saying Yeshua kind of valued the Talmid Chachamim more because he needed them. He appreciated their exertion in Torah. Here this perspective is different. He's saying that Moshe Rabbeinu appreciated the Roshehem, the Roshim, the leaders, more because of something else, not because he didn't have as heightened appreciation of Talmid Chachamim. No, there was an actual reason why he appreciated more. What is that? He saw in the future Am Yisrael being galut, and they were going to have difficulties with authorities. And who were the ones that were going to step up to, try and partition on part of the Jewish people to try and negotiate with the leadership to try and ease some of the decrees upon them? It was the Roshehem, the community leaders. Those are the ones that were going in front. Therefore, that's why already then Moshe Rabbeinu was makdim the Roshehem, the Zkenim. Okay, let's continue. Tani, Hasodran kodem lepilpalan. Hasodran is someone who, this is a little bit like the Sinai versus Oker Harim debate, a little bit like it. Meaning, Hasodran is someone who is Mesader, Mishnas, and Braitot, and a Sturim Bapiv. He knows it all off by heart, all the Mishnas. says that is kodem la pilpalam. Pilpalam is someone who is mufupalam chudad, right? He's able to shout, but the limud is not sadru bapiv. So that's a sodran is better or is, has precedence over a pilpalam. So Rabbi Shmuel Achloi the Rabbi Barachia by Afilu could Rabbi Ami, even like Rabbi Ami. Now the simple understanding I would have thought, this is like the way the Athgra explained it, meaning a sodran even like a pilpan even like Rabbi Ami or some mashuk there. But the Pnei Moshe doesn't say this. It says Ima sodran shal merak is a sodran like Rabbi Ami. That's Pnei Moshe says shir shkrume piv, aval lo kol kach kamo achirim sheu b'mal. But even like Rabbi Ami, who was a sodran, but not at the high level. And what's your threshold? It sounds like Pnei Moshe. What's it considered a sodran that has precedence? So Amar alei mitbayim Rab. Why even bring Rabbi Ami into the picture? Davis sadran the hu sadran hu b'pal ha pilpalan. He had both. He was both a Sinai and Okaharim, so clearly he would have precedence. Let's continue. Adarava Mishnah Kodem Le Mikra. Seems to be here. We see that for Mishnah is Kodem Le Mikra, as in Psukim. The Dam Messiah seems to be the Tani Rebbe Shimon Ben Yochai. Sek Be Mikra, if someone just learns Chumash, right? Midash Einu Midah. It's Chetzi Chetzi, let's call it that. It's good, but you know, it's not the full measure. Rabbanan, however, Rabbanan Avdi Mikra Kamishna, they treat Mikra like Mishnah. So the Pnei Moshe says here, Shagam al Mikra Roten Schar Kamo al Mikra. No, you get Schar, all Torahs are saying. Schar for Mikra, Schar for Mishnah. In other words, that's kind of the debate here. Like, where do you have precedence in learning? Anyway, Rabbi Shmuel Bar Nachman Zamar, if we're talking precedence learning, he says Mishnah goes before Talmud. You've got to learn Mishnah as well. You've got to have a Sturim, have a reservoir of Mishnayas. And then you proceed on to learning Talmud. Mishnah is more important. Okay. Now, important, by the way, by me saying kodem, it's not talking about order. It's actually talking about chashivut, importance. Because if it's an order, it's clear that you need one before the other. But that's why it says Mishnah kodem arim bechashivut. You see, why I'm, the reason why I'm saying this is because it seems to be that as we go through the Mishnah, the proofs and the debate is regarding chashivut, not like sequential educational plans. Okay, so Umar Tamka says, Kane Chochma Kana Bina. Chochma understanding is Mishnah, Bina insight, the sort of, you know, the comparisons and things, that is Talmud. So you see that that we have Talmud, so we have Mishnah, Kodem and Talmud. That's Rabbi Shimon Bar Nachman. Rabbi Yochanan says, no, Talmud, Kodem and Mishnah. Talmud is more. Why it says, Kane Chochma Matov Mecharutz. Meaning, once you've acquired chokhmah, it appears to you like it's gold. This is based on Pnei Moshe's explanation. The kanot bina, once you acquire bina, nifchar mikesef, then that which you thought was equivalent to gold is now considered silver, because you've acquired something of greater value. Okay? That's understanding. So therefore, what is better? Bina seems to be better. So Mama came Rabbi Yochanan, who says that Talmud is better, what does he do with the pasuk of Rabbi Shmuel Bar Nachman? He says, no. Mayim, it's the comparison of chokhmah is like water. Mayim bezol v'yayin b'yoker, and wine is more expensive. Water is cheap. Wine is more expensive. Ef shalom lechiyot b'lo yayin. It's true that the world can survive without wine. However, ef shalom lechiyot b'lo mayim. But the world cannot survive without water. In other words, chokhmah is, of course, it's a base need. That's why it's first in the pasuk. But still, in terms of importance, what's the yayina? What's the yayin? That would be Talmud. That's of greater value. That's why he says Talmud is still greater than Mishnah, even though it's, yeah, the pasuk was talking about an order of like brings chokhmah first, because that's like a more base need. Okay, umama came Rav Shmuel Bar Nachman, Tamed Rav Yochanan. What does Rav Shmuel Bar Nachman do with the reasoning of Rav Yochanan, who said that, you know, once you have this Talmud, then your Mishnah seems to be, if you like, of a lower importance? So he doesn't stand. He says no. He brings another similar example. Melach bezol, pilpilin beyoker. Melach is salt, is cheap. Pepper is yoker, is more expensive. Efshar la'olam, the world can survive with, if you like, without pepper, but the world cannot survive yishar b'lom melach. So it sounds like the same mashal, but he's using it a different, he's flipping it around the other way to prove his own point. So how do we understand this? I'll show the Pnei Moshe. He says here, he says, "Mayim bezol mipnei she'ef shalolam." It's impossible the world to have below mayim. Therefore, mayim hen bektim yoter ab min hayayin. Afal pi she'hayayin chashuv biyoter. Oh, that's a wrong one. Sorry. That's by the Maimon Yain. Sorry, the next one. Melach Bazol, few down. Says, well, melach. The world cannot have melach. Af im tasim pilpin, if you put pepper in your cooked tavshil, in your cooked food, it's not, you're not going to appreciate even the pepper. Because below melach, without the salt to start bringing out the flavors, ain't no clue that pepper is of no value. Below nikara chashivot, you won't know the importance of the pepper. Ella im yesh bo melach, as we your term ishtabeach. What you got salt? It makes it even more, you appreciate it more. Machmada pilpinim, masher ayab bo melach labad below pilpinim. So kachahu. So what's the comparison with Chokhmah and Bina? He says, mean Chokhmah Mishma Bina Talmud. The Vadai Chashivota Bina Yoter. True, Chashi Bina is, let's call it more important. Ella she'im ein Chokhmah kod, if you don't have that Chokhmah first, heyach tu karmalat Bina. How would you even appreciate that Bina? She'achreit she'kibala Chokhmah as mishtabeach hu biyoter. Because once you got the Chokhmah, then the appreciation will come out. This, it's like adding the salt to the pot. Because then you can understand lavin tov, like all your derivations and comparisons. The zedimatz mo b'inyan Mishnah. That's why Mishnah is kodem le Talmud. It's a bit like when people try and when kids are studying on Gemara, they're just looking like bears me, and someone brings like a beautiful hakira of some sort of a Reb Chaim's hakira on a Rambam in the it's. If you don't have the appreciation of the flow of the basic principles in the Gemara, you're not going to appreciate it. So therefore, the value is like the value of the Mishnah is what gives a Talmud its value. You know what I mean? And therefore, that is more important. Comes first. Okay. Now the Gemara says, "Lulama ve'ratz le'Mishnah, ratzim le'Mishnah." So you should run to Mishnah your term in a Talmud. Hadatamar atzol shikabor. That's until the point you haven't like actually absorbed it all, or most the majority from your rab. Once you've got it, like shkura b'piv, avamishka, rebbe, rav mishnah, then you ratz achara Talmud, your term in a Mishnah. That's when you sort of advance. Now it's time to learn Talmud. The Rash Reb Shmuel bereid Reb Yossi Barabun, chokma be'enav ish ashir, v'dal mevin yachkarenu. So we're talking about Talmud and Mishnah. Now we're going to talk about other areas of learning as well. So the pasuk says, "Chochmei barav ishashir," is chachameinav is wealthy, but dal mevin, but someone who's more impoverished and understands, yachkirenu will triumph over him. What's that mean? Chacham barav ishashir, meaning who's that? Zeh bal Talmud. Someone who's got learning, he's wealthy. However, the dal mevin yachkirenu, how will a dal, someone who's impoverished, beat him? That's referring to zeh bal agada. That's someone who is good at drushes and agadot and things like that, like midrashim, that world. What's a mashal? Why is he victorious over a Baal Talmud? He says, "Lashnayim." Someone comes into a city and he's got bullions, bars of gold in his hand. What can he do with that? It's super precious. It's so, but he's not readily going to find someone who's going to be able to give him change to buy some food or anything. However, someone come with a lot less money, but prutrot, he's going to have people interact with him, right? Zahav. He's not going to find anyone. So before we get to the mashal, what it's saying is that someone who gives a Talmud and deep shir, it doesn't have the same broad appeal. He'll be impoverished than someone who gives this beautiful musar, agadic, midrashi, drasha. That's the crowd pleaser. That's the one that pulls people in. But what the Gemara is encouraging us here is a Yerushalmi shir is not going to draw thousands of people. However, you have to appreciate when you're learning Yerushalmi, you're the one holding the bullion of gold in your hand, right? That's the chap of the vort, I think I'd say. Right? In this Chachamim, yes, your nice Musar Sefer Shir, it's gonna fill the Shir. But again, between you and me, who are learning, that we're the one with the bullions of gold in our hand, and they're just dealing with the Prutaroth. Okay, let's continue. Darash Rav Acha. Peles. What's this referring to? Peles is mikra. Moznei, these are all types of measuring things. Moznei, that's Mishnah. Different areas of Torah. Mishpat, that's Talmud. So we've got mikra, Mishnah, Talmud. Lashem, that's Tosefet or Tosefta's other braytot. Maaseu kol avnei kis. What's that? But kulam not nimscharam. They all take scharam. Now we didn't. I didn't see a. I didn't think I saw a parish here, but Moshe, but the article here says, Yafimarak says that the scar of them is the same. Right? You learn, engage in Torah, you get schar. Okay. Now, Rabbi Abba Bar Kahana Azal Charatar. He went to a particular. He went to a place. Eshkach. He saw Rabbi Levi Yativ Darish. He was sitting and learning. And it was as follows: Ish Asher Yiten Lo Ha'Elohim Osher V'Netzachim V'Kavod V'Enu Nochaser Nafsho Mikol Hashayitav V'Lo Ish Latenu Elohim Lechol Mimeno Ki Ish Nochriach Leno. What's this referring to? Says Osher. This is all talking about people who learn different areas of Torah. Osher, wealth. That's Mikra. Okay, right. The Pnei Moshe says that's the beginning of your wealth. You know, that's you build up from Pesukim. Nechasim Elo Halachot. That's Rashi Baal Peh. Pnei Moshe says, okay, because you're able to acquire Nechasim Be'osher Shalom. Because now I'm acquiring through the Nechasim I've amassed some holding on Halacha. The Kavod. That's a Tosefta. Because you mitkaber, if you know all these Toseftas of Bahar, Pnei Moshe says, Ve'ino chasel namasho mikol asher yitaveh. It doesn't lack anything that is desires. Elo mishnayot gedolot. These are the Mishnah. Now, Mishnah is interesting because it's not referring to Mishnah. These are kagon Mishnah toshel Rabbi Chia, Mishnah toshel Rabbi Yoshaya, Mishnah toshel Bar Kappa. Same to the other Omoraim, or Tanaim had their own other Mishnayot, if you like. And for example, Tosefta's understanding, I thought again, I asked for a quote of the Rambam on this. It turns out we have the Brit of Rabbi Chia. Okay? It says, V'lo ish latenu Elohim lechol mimenu. He's not able to even eat from it. What's that mean? Zeb balagada. She'enu lo osa v'lamatya. Balagada, that's very nice and everything, but he has no holding. He doesn't know what's asu, what's mutar. Doesn't know halachas. However, because it doesn't lo osa v'lamatya, ki ish nochriyuchlenu, who's the ish noch from person will consume it? Zeb bala talmud, who's got a kobiyad. Right? He understands. He's got a holding halach. He knows what to do, which way to turn. He understands. Okay. Let's continue. Come, Rabbi Abba Bar Kahana ben Nashki Baroshei. Come, Abba Kahana came and kissed him on the head. Amar, because this was who was sitting there. It was, he saw Rabbi Levi was sitting in Dorish. What's it? Amar Zachicha Mimreim Liyakim. You were able to give this member standing, even though it says it was sitting in the beginning of the sugi, but standing meaning as a Talmid is understanding. Tiskem remember your native. You'll be Mr. Shem to be say this over sitting. Sitting means as a Rosh Hashiva. Identified him as a good vod as young Giga Brach, he'll be a gadol. Okay, Bikesh Lemnotus came in. Let's say they want to monet someone as a zakat. Mehechan, where would they take from? Tveria or Midroma? From the Tveria of the south. Those are the two centers of learning. We see Chachmei Doron mentioned with Tveria, with where the Yerushalmi was mostly written, right? So where from? So Amrav Simon, Yehuda Yala, it talks about. It seems to be from Yehuda. It says, "Vayomer Hashem Yehuda yaleh hinei natati et haaretz." That's a reference. That's a pasuk from Shoftim. Amar le'Rav Mana says, "No, you got it wrong." Hadat Amar. That's referring to milchama. That's referring to war, not for positions of chokhmah. Aval leminuye for minuye roei pnei melech hashim rishona b'malchut. Meaning, whoever's is, it's not a vicinity as your credential. It's your chokhmah as a credential. Whoever's a zaken, the most zaken, he is who is Yaleh, he is the one who'll be chacham. Okay. Now, Rav Yaakov bar Idi b'shem Rav Yehuda ben Levi Maisen. Now, this is something we've seen before. Maisen shenichnas genim la'aliyat beit gidi v'yericho. They were in the aliyat beit gidi in Yericho. And the bakol kam va'amar lahem yesh beneichem shneim ra'uy l'ruach hakodesh. There are two here that are ra'uy to have ruach hakodesh upon them of the if you like tzikut if you like. V'hilal hazaken And I'm only, the Bakalan revealed one of them, which is Hillel. But I know when I Shmuel, and they assume the Shmuel Katan was the other one. Then it says Shuvnich, which is much more did last time. But Shuvnich Nasu, the Skanim La'aliyat B'Yavna, had the same thing there in Yavna. V'yetzabat Kova Amra, Yeshlem Benechem Shtaim Ru'im L'Ruach HaKodesh. There are two months here that are Ruya fitting to the standard of having, if you like, Ruach HaKodesh. Okay? However, Shmuel Katan, Echamen. Shmuel Katan is one of them. And then who's the other one? Ben Eliezer ben Hukunas. And nonetheless, they were happy. Because the first time it didn't say who the second one was, and they assumed Shmuel Katan. The second time they said Shmuel Katan, they realized we got it right. They were happy that they were able to recognize its tzidkus, if you like. Okay, let's continue. Ilim devar Pazi or devar Hoshaya. The families of like Pazi and Hoshaya, how you Alin used to go Bishalim Bishalim. I think we've seen also since they also seen this sugi before. I'm not mistaken. Yeah, back in Shabbos, and they used to enter to Lishalom to Shol B'Shalmei to greet the Nasi every day. Vavu Ilin, who would go first? Rabbi Yeshua Elenu Kadmai, Rabbi Hoshaya's family, that would go first. Okay, that was the Kenahug, the practice. They would go first, followed by the Parpazi, family Parpazi. Azun Ilin de Parpazi, Ve'itchat Nun Benesiota. So what happens is, Nas Shidduch, Parpazi's family marry into the Nesiot. So we say from that, Atun Ba'un Ma'il Kamai. They said, now we're Mishpucha, we should go first. Okay? So it says, again, you can understand this is following the whole sugars about precedence, kavod, things like that. So Atun Bashal Ne went to Rabbi Imi, says, what's the deal now? What do we do? So beautifully he says, Vakamota Mishkan Kamishpato, the Mishkan will should be erected Kamishpato. What do you mean? Is a Mishpat the Eitzim? Is there a din? Is a din that comes to wood? Sure you remember the sugya. It says, Ela Havun Ilin Alin sorry. Ela is Aza Keresh Zachalin Tambat Safon, Yatambat Safon, Badrom Yatanda Badrom. He says, when it came to the crushing, there was a Mishpat. That which was Zoch, if you like, to be in the north, will stay in the north. That was in the south, stay in the south, because again, there was Chashivut in terms of the sides of the Kodesh Kodeshim, right? Was in the north. So therefore, you see, he's saying that no, once it's been Zoch to go first, Kemishpato, if it comes to pieces of wood, we don't change it. Just because you're married in the family won't make a difference. The family as you continue as Kanahug, Rabbi Shaya's family goes first. However, we see a flip side story. It says Tartin Zarin Mitziprin, Val Vataya or Pagnaya. Those are two families. Have Uli Shal Bisholmin and Nasir, they also went to see the Nasi every day. Have Bal Vataya Alin Kadmai Venafkun Kadmai. They would always go in first. Azul Pangaya, Pagnaya, sorry, Vezachun Oraita. The family Pagnaya ended up learning and coming, you know, they flipped out, as you'd say, and then it became massive Talmudei Chachamim. Okay? Atun Baun Ma'il Kama. And therefore they said, look, it's time for us, we go first. Ishtal Rabbi Shuman, Rabbi Shuman Lakish, Rabbi Shuman Lakish. Rabbi Shuman Lakish, he went to ask, if you like, Rabbi Yochanan. Rabbi Yochanan, Al Rabbi Yochanan Vadarash Bei Midrasha. He went to the Beishman and Darash. Now, at this stage, you might think, based on the previous story, you'd say, like, the crushing, Kamishpat, right? Whatever was done should continue to be done so. Difference is, what happened in the two stories. The first story, they just happened to marry in. The second story, this family came second, ended up becoming big Talmidei Chachamim. Oh, that's different. So he says, "Ata v'darshe b'meidrash Rav Naya." He says, "Afilu mamzer Talmidei Chacham v'kohen ame aretz," which we learned in a story. Who comes first? Mamzer Talmidei Chacham kodem l'kohen gadol ame aretz. Even if a mamzer Talmidei Chacham, he has precedence over a kohen gadol who is ame aretz. In other words, chokma. Talmud Torah or being Talmidei Chacham breaks all rules of precedence. So therefore, it seems to suggest this other family, this Olele, Big Talmidei Chachamim, now they go first. Sabri Meimar Liftot, we thought that might only be for, like it says in the Mishnah. The Mishnah seems to be redeeming someone or to support them, or Lechsut, maybe for to clothe them. That was the only topics in the Mishnah. Haile Yeshiva, when it comes to being, you know, Kida Amran, like to being seated first, or etc., or like, let's call it shows of kavod, maybe not. So Amon afli yeshiva even for that as well. Matam, what's the reason? Meaning, what's the pasuk? And that's a beautiful pasuk. It says yekara hi mipninin. The Torah is yekara, is dear from pninin, and pninin normally means like pearls. And wherever mipninin, what is dorish afilu mizeh even from him, he who goes Pnim, meaning she nichnas lifnai b'nifnim. Pnim is like a play on the words of b'nifnim, and who goes lifnai b'nifnim? The Kohen Gadol, the only Pnim is not the Nusa. So Yikara, who a Talmid Chacham who learns Torah, is Yikara even more dear than the Kohen Gadol who goes lifnai b'nifnim. That's the source of it in terms of in all matters, including Kabbalah. But that was our drach called Mashiach Shechata Vaselega Masech the Doraya Bekulav Sidra the Yeshuas, which is with that we finish, if you like, Seder Nezikin, as well as finishing the Masechta, Adrach Kora Mashiach Shechata Basilika Masechta Brother of Kulat Sidra Yeshua, Adrala Kohen Mashiach Shechata Basilika Masechta Doraya Bekulat Sidra Yeshua, and Emetz Hashem, tomorrow we will begin the last Masechta, Masechta Nida. We only have five prakim of the 10. That is part of the Yerushalmi we're learning from. Not my Osvara, now the Osvara, so I added extra five prakim as part of Mishnayos. But even that fifth parak is purely Mishnas, but in Mitzvah Hashem, I think we are now 2 weeks away, Mitzvah Hashem, from a Siyum.
Yashar koach. Thank you so much.
Very exciting.
Rabbi Yisrael, we need to talk about organizing a Siyum, I believe.